Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Home Class Movie Chat, where we talk all things movies. Woo-hoo! Every movie, every kind of movie that you can think of, we talk about it. And we are your hosts, Married Couple Cat. Oh, damn it. I was going to say Paul.
And Paul.
You know what? We'll just leave it in. What the hell?
Funny. It's funny.
It doesn't matter. I'm not Cat. I'm Paul. That's Kat. We are here to talk about movies. And this week, we are going to
talk... And what are we doing this week?
Well, we are going to talk about, well, as far as I'm concerned, remakes are okay, but sometimes remakes become a pain in the proverbial. And this week, we are going to be talking about the remake of the 1989 classic, awesome, amazing movie, Roadhouse.
Now, which Paul couldn't believe that I hadn't seen until we watched it a few weeks ago.
Now, we are going to do a comparison between storylines of the original to the storyline of this one. We're going to do a comparison between, obviously, Dalton in the original, which is Patrick Swayze.
Oh, to God, Dalton, I miss Patrick Swayze.
To Dalton in this one, Jake Gyllenhaal, and some really colorful characters in the new one, and even some great characters in the old one. So this is not going to be a scene by scene by scene. We are going to talk about an overview of the entire movie.
Yeah.
Now, what did you think?
And can I just say Sam Elliott was freaking brilliant in the original?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, Wade Garrett. He plays Wade Garrett. He is absolutely amazing.
Who was named after the outlaw?
That was Pat Garrett.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who the character was named after.
Really? But his name is Wade Garrett. Why do they
It's an homage because it's supposed to be like a modern day Western.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, what did we think of the original first off? The original Patrick Swayze.
Having just watched it, and I loved the fact that this movie did a cameo in Young Sheldon.
Yes, it did.
Where it turns out it's one of his mother, Mary Cooper's, guilty pleasures.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Now I understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally, totally, totally. And it was actually, just kind of digressing a little bit, did you know that Patrick Swayze's fame actually caused issues during filming? Like when they were doing the river scene,
yep.
A raft of Swayze fans sailed by trying to get his attention. And at one point, a group of middle-aged blonde women attempted to drive up to his trailer. Why they had to say they were all blonde, I don't know.
That doesn't make any difference.
And at one point, a female extra who was playing a waitress was too busy staring at Patrick Swayze to watch where she was going and tripped spilling her drinks on another extra.
That would have been awesome if they kept that in the movie.
I know, that would have been hilarious.
Oh, God, I would have loved that.
Because, you know, even in the movie... the women couldn't take their eyes off him.
No, exactly. When Dalton first makes that entrance into the Double Deuce, in the original, you know, he's standing against the bar and the women are just, you know, because they just haven't seen a guy like this. They're all used to these, sorry to say this, these redneck trucker dudes and the biker dudes and the guys that should go and have a wash and get some manners. And so there's you know, Dalton standing there drinking coffee and watching the whole schmozzle going on.
Schmozzle.
And the girls are sitting there going, oh my God, what a hunk of a man. You know, and he was rocking the mullet as well.
Yeah.
You know, business at the front, party at the back.
Don't even mind that it's so much a mullet. And in fact, there was a running joke that who used more hairspray during that film, Patrick Swayze or Kelly Lynch?
Really? I don't know.
And he's actually said to, or known to have said that the hair became the bane of his existence. He hated
really?
It.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, he'd come off of Dirty Dancing, so I guess he had to keep it a little bit longer because Johnny in Dirty Dancing had a little bit of a longer hair as well.
Yeah, I actually
not extremely long, but
have a couple of bits of trivia here before we really get going. Did you know that Kelly Lynch was not originally cast as Doc?
No, I didn't.
Yep, originally Doc was to be played by Annette Bening. Because Kelly Lynch was under, she was ultimately replaced by Kelly Lynch, who was under contract to United Artists. And Kelly said that or claims that Annette Bening was fired due to a lack of chemistry with Patrick Swayze.
That I believe, because I could not imagine Annette Bening being in this show, in the movie. Can't see it.
And Patrick Swayze at one point commented that he wasn't sure he was going to live through the making of this movie.
Yeah, I can imagine, because he was had to be very physical,
Well,
couldn't he?
the actors did all of their own fight scenes. And at one point when there was one fight scene between Patrick Swayze and Marshall Teague, and he who played Jimmy, and it took them like 71 takes over 5 days to get that
Wow.
fight scene right. And
Because that was an
after,
amazing fight scene.
yep, and after that, that finished, he had to have 2.5 ounces of fluid drained from his left knee. And apparently, he'd been suffering through knee problems before and needed a similar procedure when they filmed Dirty Dancing a couple of years earlier. And because he hurt himself in his knee on the making of this film, he chose to make Ghost next because it was less strenuous. And he actually had turned down roles of Gabriel Cash in Tango and Cash and Mike Carrigan in Predator 2 because of
Wow.
his knee issues.
Okay. I could really see him in both those roles. I would have loved to have seen him in Tango and Cash.
I'll be honest, I haven't seen either one of them. Wasn't that the one with Sylvester Stallone and the dog? Or was it Tom Hanks and the dog?
That's Tom Hanks and the dog. Tango and Cash, we actually have, if you want to ever watch it.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
But
it's
yeah,
with
I have seen none of the
Kurt
Predator
Russell
movies.
and, yes, Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone in Tango and Cash, and the Predator 2 has got Danny Glover in it.
Oh, that's right. Turner and Hooch was the one with Tom Hanks and the dog.
Yeah.
But I was right. Sylvester Stallone was in Tango and Cash,
Yes, he
which
was.
is pretty good for never having seen it.
Well,
And
there you go.
yeah.
We've got it. We can watch it.
Okay.
That's fine. But one thing I will say is, before we really dive into this movie, both movies, I should say, we need to listen to the trailer. So we're going to play the trailer of the original Roadhouse first, and then we're going to play the trailer of the remake of Roadhouse. So sit back and relax, because here is the trailer to both Roadhouses.
Can I buy you guys a drink? Guess not.
Patrick Swayze is
Dalton.
I thought you'd be bigger.
Opinions vary.
When he's around, anything can happen.
How's a guy like you end up a bouncer?
Just lucky, I guess.
And usually does.
If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
Don't be rude.
Ask him to walk, but be nice.
Help this gentleman to the door.
Until it's time to not be nice.
So says the fighting philosopher.
He may be hard to handle.
I keep talking, you're gonna go off thinking I'm a nice guy.
I know you're not a nice guy.
But he's easy to like.
What's the matter, Dalton? Don't you like women?
The worst I ever had was wonderful.
He's not what you'd expect.
I thought you'd be bigger.
But there's one thing you can count on. He's the best friend a good time ever had.
Aren't you guys tired?
Doc, I'll get all the sleep I need and I'm dead.
This is my town.
I'm not afraid of him.
I guess you'll be having that fire sale now, all right?
You got your hands full, kid.
I just think I'm looking at a dead man.
Patrick Swayze.
For that line of work, I thought you'd be bigger.
Gee, I've never heard that before.
Roadhouse.
Before we start, do you have insurance?
What?
Your coverage good? Like, you have dental?
Oh, haha.
Is there a hospital nearby? Is it, like, too far?
About, like, 25 minutes, I'd say.
I just slapped you. Are you all right?
What?
So you like to fight? You ever win?
No one ever wins a fight.
This ain't the Holiday Inn, pal.
I'm moving.
A friend of mine suggested I come talk to you. I own a roadhouse out in the Florida Keys. Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele. I can pay you good money. Judging by your car, you need that.
Well, I like my car.
Think about it. Come on, bro.
I know who you are. Elwood Dalton, big fan, man.
That guy's got a knife under his shirt. He just take a big step back and pop me in the face. You can do it.
Tell me about this bouncer.
Yeah, it's all nice, like he's Mr. Rogers or something, but then he'll haul off. Really interesting guy, overall.
Brand wants to take the roadhouse away from me. He wants to build some resort.
I should warn you, people have a certain way of getting things done around here.
Hey, fellas. Looks like you're having a smashing night. Dalton! I got a tip for you. Don't let no one get this close. Come on, bro.
Let me guess. You know, threaten me. Tell me to get out of town.
I get the impression that you can't be threatened.
Once Knox is on the job, it's over, baby.
It takes a lot to get me angry, but when I am, I just can't let go. People seem a little aggressive around here.
Is that one a friend of yours?
No, I just broke his arm.
Okay, so let's get into some of the differences. What do we, first of all, what did we think of the remake of Roadhouse?
I'm actually a pretty big Jake Gyllenhaal fan. I really like him. I don't know, maybe it's those big brown eyes that are so similar to yours that just makes me like him so much.
Oh my God. Okay. Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Now
I have this thing for big brown cow eyes.
Okay. Now, before we get into delving into my looks and everything, my personal opinion is Jake Gyllenhaal cannot do tough at all.
No, this is the,
he's not Dalton.
Okay. Jake Gyllenhaal did take on the role immortalized by Patrick Swayze. And director Doug Liman said Jake Gyllenhaal's performance in this film was one of the best of his career. That's what he thinks.
He needs to go back and actually reschool himself.
Okay, so I'm trying to say, I had, I didn't copy it. But the director actually wanted Jake Gyllenhaal for this because he brought a vulnerability to the character that Patrick Swayze didn't necessarily have,
mm-hmm.
because Patrick Swayze was just so cool. Okay. But I actually didn't mind Jake Gyllenhaal as Dalton. I thought he definitely wasn't the tough guy that Patrick Swayze was, but he was still badass in a different way.
No, maybe I am completely and utterly on the side of, you know, of Patrick Swayze. I just couldn't get into the idea of him being Dalton. And the one thing that I found interesting in this movie is Dalton had always said, never start anything inside the bar, you know, take it outside and only start something in the bar if it's absolutely necessary.
Yep.
Now, in one of the scenes in the remake of Roadhouse is that he's standing there leaning up against the bar, another bouncer who looks like he's just come out of kindergarten. He is such a young guy.
I love Billy.
They didn't cast the other bouncers really well. They were too young.
Yeah.
And he's standing there, and you know, Jake Gyllenhaal says, "Okay, the guy that you're going up against has got a knife, so just step back and hit him." Dalton would not have stepped. It would not have let his bouncers step into a fight if he knew what was going to happen. Dalton would take over. But it, throughout that movie, I sort of like was looking at the Jake Gyllenhaal's character of Dalton, saying, "What are you actually there for?" 9 times out of 10, he's standing at the bar watching the whole thing going on. They very rarely take it outside of the bar.
I have to admit, I liked the way that Patrick Swayze's Dalton trained the bouncers.
Yeah.
Whereas they didn't really do that in the new one.
Yeah, like in the original, Dalton says, one, never underestimate your opponent. Two, expect the unexpected. Three, take it outside. Never start anything inside the bar. And four, be nice.
Until it's time to not
be nice. And he goes, ask, and there's another one. And he says, if you need to move someone out of the bar, walk him. If you cannot, get another person to walk him, and you'll both be nice.
Yes.
And it's like these guys are learning what it's like to be a bouncer. When you see Dalton in the original come in and he's standing inside of the Double Deuce, because that movie opens up where he's at another bar called the Bandstand. And that's where I love this the original. The music was fantastic. It had Jeff Buckley, not Jeff, was it Jeff Buckley? Yeah, Jeff Buckley, I believe it was.
The blind guy?
Yeah, the blind guy. And
he was a great musician.
Great musician, but the music was outstanding in the original.
On that
and, yeah, note, sorry.
Can I just tell you, Patrick Swayze wrote the song Cliff's Edge for the original and sang it and Raising Heaven in Hell Tonight for the movie soundtrack.
Oh, right. Okay, nice.
Yeah, he sang 2 songs for that soundtrack.
I like it.
Yeah.
But the original starts off where you've got, Dalton's at another bar. He's standing in the crowd. You're not supposed to be seen. And you can see there's a deal going on where a girl gives this guy some money and he puts a knife down and kicks her out kicks her over. So she falls over and he walks over and says, the other bouncers go and grab the two guys. And Dalton walks over there very casually and says, it's time for you guys to leave. And he says, I'm sorry, we're just having a bit of fun. And Dalton looks at the other bouncers as if to say, okay, look, we'll give him a pass, let him go. And that's when Patrick Swayze is stabbed with the knife. And the guy goes, I've always wanted to try you, Dalton. I reckon I could take you. And he goes, okay, outside. So you see Patrick Swayze walk the two guys outside and they're like, okay, come on, let's go. And he turns around and walks back. And the other bouncers are standing at the front door. Even though they're calling him, names, you can see how really good Patrick Swayze is as Dalton to be able to remove the situation away from the bar.
And get not them outside. Get triggered by them.
No, but also move them outside the bar, because it's not the fact that you're about to have a fight with these guys. It's the other patrons that are standing there that are either A, going to get involved, or they're going to get hurt. So remove the situation, get them outside the bar, because if you get to a situation where, these guys, say you knock one of them down, but you haven't knocked them out, they can jump over the bar, get a bottle, jump back over the bar and cold cock you and knock you out or break a bottle over your head and you're in more trouble. Yeah. So Dalton being able to remove that situation was completely different to this Dalton in the remake.
Yeah.
He was literally saying, okay, start some shit inside the bar.
Yeah,
and that
he didn't get them to take everything outside.
No, the only thing that he actually did in the remake is he says to these guys who are causing a bit of problems, oh, are those your motorcycles out the front? And he goes, yeah. And Dalton walks out towards the bikes, and these guys go, shit, he's going to do something to the bikes. And they run out to confront him. And that's when he fights them outside of the bar. Yeah. But all the other fights that actually happen are all inside the bar.
Inside the bar, messing up the bar.
Yeah. And it is avoidable with Dalton. Dalton shouldn't have to do this.
Nope.
The original is that, you don't see Dalton being suicidal, where in the remake you do. Dalton's ready to kill himself. Yeah. You also see that Dalton in the original has got a very nice Mercedes that he keeps in a garage, but he drives an old beater.
Yeah.
But in this one, he's driving a beater all the time. He doesn't have, even though that, I mean, in the remake, Dalton comes from a UFC background.
Yeah.
The original Dalton does not. He is a working cooler.
Now, speaking of the UFC, the fact that Dalton is an ex-UFC fighter, Jake Gyllenhaal actually underwent extensive training with renowned trainer and UFC champion, multiple martial art, UFC, blah, 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 Jason Walsh to prepare for his role. This preparation involved multi-leveled regimen focusing on strength, conditioning, and nutrition. And Jake Gyllenhaal was like really dedicated to really take all of that on. Mm. But did you also know that in the remake, every fight in the film uses full CG body doubles due to the production using new multi-pass method to do seamless punches and kicks instead of faking hits or cutting around the action to be believable. In every fight, the doubles are stitched into the edit for a few frames before stitching back to real footage.
I didn't know that. That because that's...
There was a couple of places where the angle and the fall and stuff, it didn't quite resonate for me.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, in 89...
I mean, they did it in all of them, but in a few places it was kind of obvious.
But in 89, it was really... It was more believable in 89.
Well, that's because it was all real.
Yeah.
In 89.
The story was real in 89 in the original Roadhouse.
According to Sam Elliott, all of the actors in the 1989 film did their own stunts. As Sam Elliott says, I effing got the shit kicked out of me for the entire film. They were all trained by Benny Urquidez, a holder of 9 black belts in 9 different disciplines. Urquidez believed so much in Patrick Swayze's abilities, he actually suggested that Swayze become a competitive kickboxer.
Really?
By the end of the film, yeah.
Jesus, okay. Now, there is a guy we have not mentioned, and I love this guy.
Not as much as I love the other guy.
Okay, I love this guy. His nickname is Notorious.
Yes.
Anyone who knows that name would know it follows the name Conor McGregor. Now, this guy is...
Oh, that was one of my trivia points I was going to say.
What? Which one
is
that?
Is that his nickname is Notorious in the UFC.
Yeah, he is... There are a lot of people that do not like Conor McGregor. I think he is outstanding. He put UFC on the map. This is the guy that I would say is the godfather of the UFC.
Well, you got to love the guy who goes walking around a little town in Mexico butt naked.
Yeah, that's how we first see his movie name is Knox. K-N-O-X, I guess it is.
Yeah, K-N-O-X.
But he is the first time we see Conor McGregor is that he is walking out of, I guess, a room or whatever, and he is butt naked, and then he comes across a guy wearing a very nice jacket who he knocks out, and then suddenly when you see the next scene, half the place is on fire, and he's walking out on the phone with just the jacket still butt naked.
Yeah.
That is Knox through and through.
Yeah, and it was, I have to say, rather impressive, this behind view of him, because he has that physique that so many men strive for, which is the broad shoulders, the big chest, the little teeny tiny waist, and then the really tight butt and the muscular legs. And it's just wow.
Now, if you want to know,
and tattooed up the wazoo, and and his character is absolutely insane. He is just a loony tune.
Oh, he is a lunatic.
And to some level, he's not the comic relief of the film, but you can't help but laugh at some of his insanity.
Yeah, but he is the guy that is basically Jimmy in the original. But this guy, Knox, is way scarier than Jimmy is. I mean, Jimmy was scary, because he was a very good fighter against Dalton, but Knox is is just very intimidating. Now, Conor McGregor, who does play Knox, obviously he's an Irish professional mixed martial artist and professional boxer. He is the former Ultimate Fighting champion, featherweight and lightweight champion, becoming the first UFC fighter to hold the UFC championships in 2 weight classes simultaneously.
Wow.
And
this
he is also
his movie debut.
And I can see he's going to be in a lot more. He's also a former cage fighter, featherweight and lightweight champion. Now, if you want to know even more about his statistics, now in the mixed martial arts record, he's got a total of 28, 22 wins, 19 by knockout, 1 by submission, 2 by a decision. He's only lost out of the 28 fights, he's lost 6. And he's lost 6 by 2 by knockout and 4 by submission.
That's impressive.
But he is the guy that is absolutely He put the UFC on the map. He is amazing.
I can see him being in more films, but he's probably going to take the same track that Schwarzenegger, Stallone, and The Rock took, which was we're the big heavies in action films, and they're not going to think he actually has any acting ability.
No, I can see him being a lot more action, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, who's
nice
the guy?
He actually had some acting ability. That would
now, be... who is the guy that you like?
Okay. Okay.
This is the remake.
Two things about the remake. I miss Sam Elliott's character.
Yes.
I really miss Wade Garrett because he provided a level of humanity to Dalton, to Patrick Swayze's Dalton.
Definitely.
And he was the voice of reason within this film. And he was another totally badass fighter.
Yeah.
I loved his character, but then again, I love Sam Elliott. He's just amazing in everything that he does.
Yeah.
So I missed having that character. And I think Charlie, the girl at the bookstore, was sort of kind of to replace her, him a little bit, but it just didn't work.
Didn't work.
But in Brandt's cronies, in his henchmen, his underlings, there is a character called Mo. And he's one of the guys that gets sent to beat up Dalton and to do Brandt's dirty work and all this stuff. But you can tell he's actually not a bad guy. Like the first fight, when he gets the guys outside because they think he's going to do something to their motorcycles, he's before they start the fight, Dalton's like, so before we get going here, tell me, is there a hospital anywhere nearby? And they're like, what? And Mo pipes up with, yeah, there's one about 25 minutes down the road that way. And he's like, okay, great. Thank you. And throughout this whole thing, Mo is just this sweet little, oh yeah, sure. No problem. Kind of guy.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to be very interested in being a tough guy.
Yeah. He's
and we actually do find out.
Bad guy. Bad guy.
Yeah. Cause we find out at the end, basically almost to the end of the movie where he's talking to Dalton.
Yeah.
And his answer is, listen, all I wanted was a group of guys to ride motorcycles with. You know, if you ride a motorcycle by yourself, you're sort of an outcast. And I just wanted to find some guys who was interested in riding with me.
Yeah, I just want some guys to hang out with.
But unfortunately, it was the wrong direction and the wrong guys to hang out with. You know,
but I just absolutely adore.
But the guy that you were talking about,
he's hilarious.
Now, the guy Brandt that you were talking about is the character of Brad Wesley from the original. Now, Brad Wesley in the original just wanted, it wasn't the fact that he wanted, because in the remake, they want to tear down the roadhouse to build something on the beach.
A resort. Sort, I think.
And that was the only thing that was stopping him.
Yeah.
In the original, Brad Wesley was not trying to take down the Double Deuce. He wasn't trying to buy the guy out. All Brad Wesley was doing is everybody within the town had to pay. It was almost like they had to pay a tax to him to let them operate in the actual town. And
Brad Wesley was paying for security.
Yeah.
But basically paying them off so that they wouldn't hurt them.
But as Red was saying in the original, when Dalton says, what's going on? Brad Wesley has made the Jasper the Jasper Improvement Society.
Yeah.
It's not the fact that it's improving the town. It's paying a tax to him to leave your business alone.
Yeah.
If you don't pay, and I remember Dalton saying to Red, does everyone pay? and Red comes back with, does a hobby horse have a wooden dick? So it's that, but in the remake, this guy wants to tear down the roadhouse to put up the resort on the beach because that's the only bit of land that he is really trying to get.
And he doesn't have his hands on.
Now, you know, in the remake, they decide that there is no way that these underling guys are going to be able to actually make any headway into it. They know they've already gone back to the boss and said there's this guy Dalton who took us out. So now this is why they include Knox to come and do the work that these guys can't. And Knox is, as we said, absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, well, he's just insane.
He's insane. He is an amazing fighter. I mean, you would expect, because Conor McGregor is an amazing fighter, but in the movie, he has to be equal, if not better, than Dalton.
Yeah.
Now, in the original, Jimmy is Dalton's equal or better. But I think that the charisma and the chemistry between the originals and the remake doesn't work. Because, and let's talk a little bit about the chemistry. Let's talk about the chemistry between Dalton in the original and the Doctor. Between Dalton in the remake and the Doctor. It is chalk and cheese.
It really is.
Kelly Lynch and Patrick Swayze have an amazing chemistry.
Yeah, they do.
You believe it.
Yeah.
Dalton and the Doctor in the remake, you can't see it.
No.
There is no chemistry.
I mean, there is a little bit, but nothing.
There was more
like
chemistry between Dalton and the owner in the sequel in the remake.
Yeah, there was. There was.
Because she's now the owner of the bar, the Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Because in the original it was the Double Deuce. This was just called the Roadhouse. Yeah. And she was trying to hold off this guy from taking over the bar, buying her out or destroying the bar so he could build his resort.
Oh, could I just, while we're talking about that,
yeah.
The restaurant next door to Stephen's bookstore is named the Double Deuce.
Oh, is it?
Which was the
I didn't
the
see
roadhouse.
That. Yeah. I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Yep. I did actually notice that, but I didn't quite. I'm like, I know that sounds familiar, but I couldn't figure out why.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it was the Double Deuce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the thing is that in the sequel, there's no sequel. In the remake, you know, Dalton is very concerned about the bookstore. Now, the bookstore ends up by being burnt down because they are unwilling to pay the ransom that these guys want, and they decide just to go in and burn it down as a warning to Dalton, get the hell out of town. In the original, he was worried about Red, but he was also worried about the guy that he was staying at his barn, you know, as in residence.
Which, by the way, was made specifically that place where Patrick Swayze was living.
Dalton was living.
That was made specifically for the film.
I'd live there. That was
wonderful. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a great loft.
But as we said in the original, you see that Dalton comes in from the original bar, goes to Jasper, goes in, sees this bar, and this bar is an absolute schmozzle. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
You've got bouncers that are literally throwing people out onto the pavement. Well, it's not pavement; it's into the dirt. You've got a bouncer going up to Dalton, saying, if you're not drinking, you're out of here. You've got a wire cage around the band because these idiots are throwing bottles at them. You've got drug deals going on inside the bar. You've got an owner who's more concerned about wanting to. And the way that it really starts is that the guy who owns the Double Deuce has come into a bit of money and wants someone to clean up the bar so he can build his idea of what the bar should be.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got drug deals. You've got people skimming the till. You've got all this stuff going on. You've got bouncers that, you know, on their break are taking girls into the storeroom to have sex with them. The Double Deuce is falling apart, you know. So when the first fight happens where Dalton's standing there and you're seeing this whole bar falling apart, Dalton's just got that look on his face like, what the hell? Like, he just shakes his head.
Yeah.
Whereas in the remake, Dalton walks into the bar and this guy goes, I know who you are. You're Dalton. You're the guy who was in the UFC. You were a champion fighter. And it's like, that's not the way that Dalton should be.
No.
Even though the original Dalton was known as that guy is Dalton, it's just because he manages to go around to bars, works there. I mean, the original, you know, Patrick Swayze was getting.
When we first met Dalton in the remake, he was fighting.
Yeah, he was doing like a cage fight.
Yeah.
Just for some extra money. But then we see that he goes to sleep in his car and a police officer wakes him up. And then he's got the idea of like, well, let's park the car on a train line so I can kill myself. That's not the Dalton we know. Whereas the original, Dalton, when Tillman comes to Dalton at the bandstand and says, you know, I've come into some money. I'd like to make a better life for myself. I'd like to hire the best. And he goes, Wade Garrett's the best. And he goes, yeah, but Wade Garrett's getting old. And he goes, I want you. And he goes, okay, fine. 5,000 up front, 500 a night cash. You pay all medical expenses.
Yeah.
When the job's done, I walk. In the remake, the owner of the bar, the Roadhouse, goes and gives him a card and goes, here you go, I can pay you, I think it was like $5,000 a week or whatever.
and $5,000 a week. Regardless.
Yeah, and regardless of whatever happens,
plus you pay all medical bills.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, but there's no, you know, the bad guys in the original were more convincing and scarier than the bad guys, because the bad guys are only Knox.
Yeah.
When you really look at it.
Yeah, he's the only really terrifying bad guy. The rest of them are joke.
Yeah.
Especially Mo. I love Mo.
Mo really just didn't want to be there anymore. He was just like,
Mo.
As I said, he even says to Dalton, I just wanted some people to ride with, because when you ride your bike, you're alone. I just wanted a group of guys to ride with, but I'm getting out of town. So really, you can see that he was not into it. But the only one that was unstoppable, more terrifying than anyone, was Knox.
Knox beat the crap out of Dalton.
Oh, in the final fight inside the bar, because they've got absolutely nowhere else to fight, Knox absolutely beats the shit out of him down to the point of zero.
Yeah.
And it's only out of the last bit that he manages to get over Knox.
Yeah.
But this guy is unstoppable. Yeah. You know, this guy would make an awesome Terminator.
Oh, you know who he reminds me of?
Who?
The Juggernaut in X-Men. Who can just, once he builds up momentum, you cannot stop him.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Even Brent, the guy who is actually Brad Wesley from the original. Now, Brent, you know, he is not convincing as Brad Wesley. See, even Brad Wesley, when he goes into Red's automotive shop and he's got Jimmy there, and Brad Wesley walks in and Red is standing there because this is where Dalton has had his car, you know, just basically almost destroyed. And he goes to buy an aerial. And when he walks out, he's introduced to Brad Wesley, not introduced to Jimmy. But you can see that Jimmy's got that look on his face, like, I'm going to kick your ass. And when Brad Wesley says to Red, beautiful day, isn't it? And he goes, it was. Wesley was scarier.
There's an oopsie at that moment. When he goes to get the aerial for him and he goes to grab it, you can see the crew member handing him the aerial.
No. Are you serious?
Oh.
Oh my God. I am going to have to watch that to see that. Yep. Now, do we know, is there a fun fact about Red? Do you have a fun fact about Red?
I don't have any fun facts about Red, but I do have a fun fact about the Double Deuce.
Okay, you do that one first, and then I'm going to give you my fun fact about Red.
Okay. I think I know your fun fact, but I can't remember it. Yes. When Dalton first shows up, when Patrick Swayze as Dalton first shows up at the Double Deuce, he stands at the end of the bar next to the post, and you've already mentioned the post.
Yep, it does.
Did you notice that carved on the post is Buddy's Corner?
No.
Yep. And Buddy is Patrick Swayze's nickname.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. No, I didn't know that one.
I love that one.
I have to go back and watch Roadhouse again. It is a great movie.
You know, I would watch that again.
Okay, well, we can watch that again. Now, if anyone doesn't know this, this is a little bit of trivia for you. The character Red in Roadhouse, the original Roadhouse, he was actually Elvis Presley's bodyguard.
You did tell me that.
One of Elvis Presley's bodyguards. He was one of the original Memphis Mafia.
Oh, that's awesome.
When you look at him and go, you couldn't swat a fly. He's actually, he used to train with Elvis and got his black belt in karate. He used to be one of the people that actually would do martial arts with Elvis and his other bodyguards. So he is well schooled in martial arts.
Now,
whether he still does it or not, who knows? But yeah, he was originally Elvis's bodyguard.
Well, did you know that the band playing at the start of the original Roadhouse is a band called the Crusados? And after the band disbanded, lead singer Tito Lariva formed the band Tito and Tarantula, which is the band that played at the Titty Twister in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Okay, I was going to ask you, I was going to say that, because I watched that guy and I'm like, man, he looks familiar. Now, this is when you first see in the opening of the original Roadhouse, when they're at the bandstand, there is a band playing it. I thought that guy looked familiar from the Titty Twister.
Yeah. Now, this may very possibly be one of my top favorite trivia moments in this podcast today.
Okay.
So in the beginning of the Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze's Dalton.
This is the original.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is lectured. That's why I said Patrick Swayze's Dalton.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
is lecturing and training the Double Deuce staff about the three simple rules of be nice. This lecture, this training is actually shown to police officers.
Okay.
It started after it was reported that cops kept falling asleep during their training lectures, so they used the movie Roadhouse to train them.
Nice.
Or at least that section of the movie.
I like that. Yep. Because really, it is because Dalton, you know, the original Dalton has got a degree in philosophy.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's talking about. And as he says, you know, expect the unexpected. Even at one stage in the original, you know, the bar is starting to become very popular. A lot of people are going there. And Dalton is standing near the bar, and there's one of the staff members are actually up on stage singing. And they're like, well, I didn't know that she could sing.
Yeah, well, it turns out that that wasn't originally in the screenplay, but they found out that Catherine Wilhoit can sing and sing well, so they decided to put it to use in the end of the movie.
Brilliant. Like that. But they're standing there and she's singing away, and then the henchmen come in, and you know, you can see the bouncers, you know, very happy and jovial, and then as soon as they walk in, they switch to, okay, we're now on mode,
on guard.
And this is where Dalton says to the guy who's standing next to him, right boot. And he looks down and you can see that at the very tip of a right boot of one of the guys, there's a razor blade.
Yep.
And he walks over to the guys and he goes, sorry, gentlemen, we're closed. And he goes, well, what's all these people doing here? And he goes, well, they're all drinking and having a good time. And he goes, well, that's why we're here. And he went to kick Dalton, and Dalton grabs his leg and he goes, you're too stupid to have a good time. And what do? They push them all outside the bar. Never start anything inside the bar. Whereas in the remake, it's, if we're going to have a fight, let's do it inside the bar. You know, you're destroying every bit of stuff that's going on. I mean, even in the remake, you can see that they've got the chicken wire around the stage to begin with. But as Dalton starts cleaning up a little bit, the chicken wire comes down, and you get some really great musicians there. But even with the great musicians, with the chicken wire going down and there's no chicken wire there, the tables are all nice. When there's a fight, Dalton does it inside the bar. He doesn't take it outside.
Yeah.
That's why it's not believable.
Although during the final fight between Dalton and Knox, Dalton says, be nice, which is a kudo to the original film. I want you to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Yeah, because Dalton in the remake does say, you know, when I've been pushed to my limit and I go past it, that's when you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But one of the homages that I think they also made from the original to the remake is that when Dalton goes, he gets a knife slashed against his side, and he goes to the hospital and he presents the doctor with his medical, medical, because he always carries his medical chart around with him. And so the doctor says, okay, well, I'm going to add some screws to your cut. And he goes, she said, I'll give you a local. And he's like, no, it's okay. I'll be fine. And when she says, do you love pain? He goes, pain doesn't hurt. And he tries to control his pain. And when she says, do you ever win a fight? And he goes, nobody ever wins a fight. In the remake, she says the same thing. But there's no chemistry between the remake couple and the originals.
But did you know that Kelly Lynch actually spent, I think it was like a month in an ER training for her role so that she could get a feel for what it would be like to play a doctor. And she even learned how to do sutures.
Really? Okay.
So she could actually do that. Ended up using staples.
Yeah. Oh, well, but you know, the staples actually would have been a little bit easier to close up a cut. But, you know, as I said, even when, and this is another thing that was really, didn't really sit very well in the story. In the original, we find out that the doc, Kelly Lynch's character, had a relationship with Brad Wesley.
Yeah.
And when she left town, Brad Wesley basically went loopy. Not insane, but he became extremely aggressive.
Yeah.
So when she comes back into the picture, you know, and we find out that she is starting to see Dalton, you know, Brad Wesley is like, you know, it's such a shame that you've ended up with this guy. He's a drifter, you know. Now, whereas in the remake, there is no such thing of that. I mean, you don't have any problems with The only thing that we actually find out is that the police department down in the Florida Keys of the remake is actually on the take and is trying to force the owner out of business.
Well, speaking of that, there's a scene where Dalton basically moves up behind one of the corrupt police officers, takes his gun and bonks him on the head with one shot and knocks him out.
Yeah.
And apparently police holsters have a 3-point security thing, so it's almost next to impossible to grab a cop's gun.
Yeah.
Which makes a bunch of episodes of Law and Order not correct.
Yeah, when I won't tell you where they are because I don't want this to get hands.
Don't.
But when I used to live in America, I got very friendly, not for any bad means, but I got very friendly with a number of police officers in.
Well, police are normal people and have friends outside of work.
In a police department. And I mentioned that my grandfather used to be a police officer here in Australia.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that he never ever once used his gun, and that he only, when you open up your holster, you basically have to write a report of why you did it. And they actually, one of them actually showed me the 3 points to actually get a police officer's gun out of their holster.
Yeah.
And it is not as easy as unclipping. There is two other little mechanisms in there.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a few episodes of Law and Order that are a bit incorrect on that front.
But also when you see when Dalton hits the police officer on the head with the butt of his gun, that would have to be one hell of an almighty hit, because you can't knock someone out getting hit on the head with the butt of a gun. It doesn't
you
work.
You can if you hit them in the right place.
Oh, but in what's the possibility of you being
that,
you know? But as I said, this movie, I mean, look, you know, I'm not saying to anybody, don't watch the remake. The remake is quite entertaining. There are some moments.
It has its moments.
Where you sit there and go,
Mo is the best part of this movie. I'm sorry. He really
I mean,
that and Conor McGregor walking naked through town.
Yeah, I still say Knox is. and if you do happen to see the remake of Roadhouse, do not turn it off after the credits. Because
there's a tag at the end.
There is a tag at the end of it. And you think to yourself, oh, really? It is an amazingly violent tag, but it is just brilliant. Now, the only difference, obviously, there is a lot of differences between the original. The original has got some great rock and roll music.
Yeah.
Great soundtrack. The remake, not so much. The music doesn't work.
The music was kind of crap.
It was really crappy. I'm not saying don't go and watch the remake. The remake you'll enjoy for Mo, and you'll definitely love
Mo's the best.
And you'll definitely love Knox, Conor McGregor. But outside of that, you'll look at Jake Gyllenhaal and go, doesn't work. And see, the problem
is still pretty to look at.
But the problem with the remake to the original is when everything is said and done in the original, where the towns guys get together, the business owners get together and take down Brad Wesley.
Wasn't that where the one guy got trapped under the statue of the bear?
Yes.
Yeah.
A polar bear fell on me.
That was funny.
You know, and when the final fight happens between Brad Wesley and Dalton, you know, Brad Wesley is you know, fighting Dalton. He's like, man, I thought it'd be really fun to fight you, Dalton, but now I've just run out of time. And he pulls the gun out to shoot him. And this is where the other business owners come up on Brad Wesley and kill him. But when it's all said and done, Dalton stays at Jasper. He makes his home there.
Yeah.
In the remake, we see that Dalton, after he's had the huge fight with Knox and he's completed his so-called mission,
the town is safe, he gets on
the bus and leaves.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's really no closure, because what we find out at the end of the remake, if anyone doesn't want to hear it, I'm putting a spoiler right here, right now. Now, in the remake, he has beaten the crap out of Knox to the point where he has stabbed him 4 or 5 times, and you see that Knox is dead. When you see the tag, Knox has been transferred to a hospital emergency department, where you see that he has beaten the shit out of all these staff, and he's walking out with a hospital gown, butt naked, walking towards the doors. Yep. So there's an open tag that he's not killed Knox. He's not defeated him. Knox is still around. Knox can go back.
It leaves it open for a sequel.
Yeah, that Knox can go back to the roadhouse and either burn it down, because I love it when you first see Knox. Knox has got this golf club and he walks into the bar and he says to his other guys that's with him, you know, I haven't been clubbing in a long time, and goes in and actually, you know, smashes up the bar and starts to call out Dalton's name. Yeah. Very, very aggressive. So Knox has not been defeated at all. Knox has not been killed. Whereas in the original, Dalton kills Jimmy. That is it. There is no more henchmen. All the guys that Dalton's gone up against are wimps anyway in the original. And Dalton makes his home in Jasper, whereas this one, he gets on a bus and leaves.
Yeah, it's a weak ending.
It is a very weak ending. I like the original, and maybe I'm just partial because I grew up in the 80s. I saw the great movies when they first came out.
Yeah.
And seeing the original Roadhouse to the remake. Okay, let's do the scale. On a scale of 0 to 5.
I still have some trivia.
I know. I'm just going to say this to begin, just so we can get out of the way, and then we'll get into some more trivia.
Okay.
On a scale of 0 to 5 movie reels, 0 being how do I get, you know, the last, I don't know, 103 minutes of my life back of the original, to 5 it was a perfect movie, what would you give the original out of 5?
4.5.
What would you give it out of the remake?
2.5.
Yeah. I will give the original 4.5, and I will give the remake 3, simply because I love Conor McGregor. I love him. He is friggin' awesome.
And I love Jake. I actually do like Jake Gyllenhaal just of his own, for himself. And Mo makes the movie for me.
Yeah. I love Mo. Conor McGregor makes it for me. Conor, yeah. I would love to meet him. He'd be amazing to meet.
Yeah. He's probably an absolute marshmallow in person.
He possibly could be. Who knows?
Yeah. A lot of these guys who were so blustery. I mean, look at The Rock.
Yeah.
Is a perfect example. And Jason Momoa is another one.
Yeah.
You know, here is this really big, badass, you know, he's Aquaman. And I've seen videos of him sitting there letting his daughter braid his hair and put makeup on him.
Have you seen Jason Momoa's bodyguards?
No.
He actually towers over both of them. they're actually shorter than he is.
Yeah, I believe it.
He's got 2 bodyguards shorter than him. He could literally stand next to his bodyguard and put his hand on, like, you know, rest his arm on their head.
I've had people do that and use me as a table for their beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
It would be very
it's insulting.
Insulting, yes. What more trivia have we got?
Okay, just a few things to wrap everything up.
Yep.
So, well, let's start with the remake first, because the trivia for the first one is far better as the movie was.
All right.
So
yes, it was.
The remake was shot in the Dominican Republic, with the only shots actually in the Florida Keys being that of Fred the Tree. The centerpiece of the production was the main roadhouse set designed by production designer Greg Barry and then built from scratch from the ground up. Perhaps the greatest testament to the quality of the construction was the fact that the roadhouse set, including the thatched roof, withstood the force of Hurricane Fiona, which blew through the Dominican Republic filming location in September 2022.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is awesome. That's some good construction there. You got to get those guys
that's pretty impressive.
On construction down in Florida.
Okay. So the original Roadhouse screenwriter, R. Lance Hill, filed a petition in court to have the film's copyright revert to him when United Artists' claim expired in November 2023. However, he sued Amazon and MGM for allegedly rushing the remake into production to avoid the expiration deadline, even going so far as to use AI to replicate the actors' voices during the SAG-AFTRA strike, which violates the provisions agreed on by the Guild and the studios.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Because originally it was supposed to be a theatrical release, but because of all of this, they actually only did straight to Netflix.
So is that why it went straight to Prime and Netflix?
Yep.
It didn't go to the movies.
Yep, that's why.
Because they were saying that it was supposed to be going to theaters.
Yeah, no, that's
why. Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, now these last few bits of trivia I think are absolutely brilliant, okay? So Marshall Teague, who played Jimmy, initially did not get along with Patrick Swayze. While filming their big fight, both men quickly realized they shared a dedication to realistic stunts. They developed so much mutual trust that they improvised a lot and allowed each other to throw real punches and kicks. When Jimmy swings a log at Dalton, Teague mistakenly thought it was a breakable prop leg. By the end of it, Swayze was covered in bruises with two broken ribs and a broken knee.
Holy crap.
Yep. Marshall Teague tells a story that he took his mother to the premiere of the movie. When the fight against Dalton happens and he says the line, "I used to F guys like you in prison," apparently his mother jumped up and proudly shouted, "That's my boy."
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
Nice.
Julie Michaels, who played Denise, said she was very nervous leading up to doing the topless tabletop dance scene because she'd never performed nude before.
This is in the original.
This is the original. Everything now, from now on, is the original.
Right. Okay.
So she's
the blonde.
Yeah.
Very attractive blonde that we thought was originally with Jimmy, but she was like a pass around to the guys.
Exactly. And she'd never performed nude before. Then her boyfriend in real life committed suicide the night before filming.
Oh, no way.
Producers said they would be happy to postpone the shoot, but she told them she'd do it even though she was an emotional wreck.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So bless her for that one.
I mean, she's a beautiful woman. She really is. And her body's amazing. But to do that after your boyfriend has passed away. Oh, my God. Yeah. That shows you the level of dedication.
Okay. Final piece of trivia. On Family Guy, the animated show Family Guy, in 1998, season 8, episode 4, Brian's got a brand new bag.
Uh-huh.
Peter Griffin buys the Roadhouse DVD at a going out of business sale at Quahog Video. After watching the film, Peter comically decides that all of life's problems can be solved by kicking. After kicking his target, he would say the film's title as a catchphrase. The episode was dedicated to Patrick Swayze, who had died of pancreatic cancer several weeks before the episode aired.
Really? Yeah, so I've seen that episode. It is hilarious.
Yeah.
It is just, I love. At one stage, Peter is driving the car and he's got his feet up on the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. And to turn around streets to come home, he's like, he kicks the steering wheel and he goes, "Roadhouse." And he goes to take a right. And he goes, "Roadhouse." And he takes a left. He goes, "Roadhouse." And he just keeps saying until he gets home. But he's literally, kicking the steering wheel to drive the car home. But everything. He goes to a fast food restaurant. He's going through the drive through, and the guy goes at the window, "I'm sorry, sir, you need another dollar." And he goes, "Is that so?" So he gets out and he backward spin kicks the window and he breaks the window and he looks at the camera and he goes, "Roadhouse." It is so cool. It is just such a great episode, but I didn't realize it was dedicated to Patrick. Oh, that is awesome.
Dedicated to Patrick Swayze.
But as I said, I'm not disparaging anybody from watching the remake. I love the original. The original will always be the benchmark of any of this sort of like movie, Roadhouse. The remake does become slow in points. Certainly the boat chase was a little bit, I don't think so, because one of the boats that actually is being chased goes into the roadhouse and the guy's still alive. I don't see how that would work. But look, I mean, as I said, we are always partial to the originals, but I'm not saying don't watch the remake. It's just don't expect a great deal. And unfortunately, I cannot take Jake Gyllenhaal seriously as a tough guy.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze, there was something about him, something about his character, something about the way that he looks, that he has that intensity of being Dalton.
Yeah.
So, and it would be the same way as if Patrick Swayze was coming up now and Jake Gyllenhaal was the original Dalton. I think a lot of people would have sat there and gone, "Oh my God, the original was good, but the remake is amazing. There's this guy, Patrick Swayze. He embodies what we thought Dalton should be."
Yeah.
I would love to have seen Dalton, the original Dalton, go up against Knox. That would have been an amazing fight because they were so well matched. Whereas the remake, Jake Gyllenhaal's Dalton, wasn't a believable fight.
No,
you could see that Knox had way over the top of him, and it wasn't the fact that Jake Gyllenhaal's character Dalton was a failed fighter. He'd gone through the UFC, but it was just he just didn't it just didn't ring true to me as far as, you know, embodying Dalton. But as I said, I'm certainly not saying that people don't watch it. It's just don't expect a whole lot of it. But there are certainly some fun parts between, obviously, Kat's character that she loves, Mo.
I love Mo.
He's just a very whimsical character.
Yeah.
But for me, it was definitely Conor McGregor. He stands out as a real. He stands out more than Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm sorry to say, he is.
Yeah, he does. Jake really Gyllenhaal does is not the best choice.
His stage presence, his stage presence wasn't as good as what Conor McGregor's was. But whereas in the original, Dalton stands out far more than what Jimmy does. Jimmy was scary. You could see that Jimmy had a lot of... And see, that's something that we actually didn't really touch on, is that Sam Elliott's character of Wade Garrett, he was the old-timer. He was the guy that taught Dalton everything he knew.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was his mentor. We don't ever get to hear anything about, you know, Dalton's mentor in the remake. It's all about Dalton's the only one that can do it. He doesn't say to the girl, oh, you want to find someone good? Oh, Wade Garrett's the best. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do it. Whereas in this, in the original, when Teague goes to him and says, you know, I want to hire the best. And he's like, well, yeah, Wade Garrett's the best. Like, don't come to me. I'm second best. Dalton already knows where he stands.
Yeah.
And we don't see any, you know, there's no relationship. You know, we don't see that there's an older guy coming into the remake and goes to mentor Dalton or hangs out with Dalton or becomes, you know, that guy that Dalton can lean on. Dalton doesn't have anything in the remake.
Yeah.
Whereas in the original, with everything that's going on, with Brad Wesley, with Jimmy, with people, you know, getting injured and stuff, Dalton still has Wade Garrett to fall back on and rely on and try and lean on to help, you know, to help him out, even though in the original, Wade Garrett's eventually killed. But up until that point, you can see that Dalton has the, okay, I've got some backup because nobody knows what I'm going through like you do because you and I have got a history. The remake, there is no such thing as that. It's basically Dalton is the only gunslinger in the whole of the Wild West, and he's the only one that can do it. Mm-hmm. He's got nobody to fall back on. You can't go to that little girl and her father in the bookstore and say, well, I need to fall back on you. They don't even know. And it's always, and a lot of the situations that Dalton talks about in the remake is it just doesn't work. You know, it's not believable.
No, so, it doesn't.
You know, I don't know. I just, as I said, I'm more partial to the original, but then again, I'm more partial because the original, as far as I'm concerned, is way better than the remake. But as we're saying,
well, I mean, it's Patrick Swayze.
It is Patrick Swayze. There will only ever be one Dalton. There will only ever be one, Dirty Dancing. We did see the remake of Dirty Dancing. Sorry, doesn't hold water. Patrick Swayze is, you know, is the original. So
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that was the remake of Roadhouse. As I said, I am never partial. I really don't know what it is with Hollywood that they don't have any original ideas. Why they persistently go and try and do.
Although I have to say that if they were going to do this, they could have just tried to basically copycat it. So I'm glad that they did put some thought into it and at least attempted to make it a little bit unique.
But the lightning struck way outside the bottle.
It didn't work.
No, didn't.
But it could have been worse, I think.
I've always been under the impression that, you know, if Hollywood wants to come up with an original idea, then do it. Don't go and piggyback somebody else's ideas and trying to remake something like Dirty Dancing or Roadhouse. It's not going to work because you don't have the chemistry. And as we said, the chemistry between the original Dalton and Kelly Lynch's character works. Yeah. They had a great chemistry.
Yeah, they
the
did.
The remake, the Dalton and the Doctor, no chemistry there whatsoever.
No.
I didn't believe that they were in a relationship at all.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, this is probably another reason why it actually worked better for him to get out of town, because there was no romance there at all. You know, he had more, as I said, he had more chemistry with the bar owner, the female owner of the new bar in the remake. But there was nothing that was going to happen there anyway. But no, it was just, I don't know. It was not unwatchable. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is if you are going to watch it, be prepared.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. Well, on that happy note, I think that's us for this week.
Yep. We're going to come back next week. I think we decided that we're going to be doing the...
Let's not talk about that in case we try and change our mind.
Okay. And we won't say what we're going to do next week.
But we do want to say thank you so much for hanging in there with us and joining us. If you'd like to contact us and suggest movies that you'd like to see us do, you can reach us at...
I'm yawning at the moment. Hello at homeclassmoviechat.com.
Okay, perfect. And we also can... And if you haven't done so already, please leave a like and a review wherever you listen to podcasts.
That'd be awesome.
Yep. And if you... know anybody who would like to join the conversation, please definitely invite them.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll see you next time, and in the meantime, enjoy your popcorn, your soda, and your candy.
Bye for now.
We'll see you at the movies. Bye.